day, Steve, W2T. Home.
I gotta go down and meet a buddy of mine for lunch down at Tommy's Ham House, downtown Greenville, and I gotta go work on a machine. It's gonna take about 10 minutes for me to fix it down there. And then I get to go home and play hooky.
Get yourself contagious, huh?
Her sent me a photograph of the Costco in Spartanburg about 30 minutes ago, and people were lined up down the side of the building with carts trying to get in. It's the stupidest thing I believe I've ever seen in my life, man.
Hey, all you have to do is ask N0TR. He and Bernice were there.
Costco today. If that was his regular grocery run, he gonna be waiting a while, I can tell you that. Man. That's just ridiculous. But you know what? I'm curious about something. If they're having a run on toilet paper, does that mean if you sneeze, you poop yourself?
Well, Tom was talking to me when he was on his way home. They got in there early. He was there right after they opened, and he said it was still a line then. But he got in there early and got out and was headed back, and he says he passed places. Just about every place he passed had them lined up out the door. So anyway, you know, it is what it is. If we could just stop the Democrats and their newspaper groups and TV station networks from pushing everything out beyond the limit of what it should be, things would be a lot better. They're creating a panic unnecessarily.
Of shutting down the crowds. Well, I mean, they've shut down the NCAA, I think it's the Sweet 16, and all the basketball tournaments, and down at Atlanta International Speedway this weekend, they're going to run the race without allowing fans in there. I just don't get it, baby.
The Masters Golf Tournament also for next month.
A month from now? I just don't know. Oh, my God, though, you know, we had 12 cases in the state of South Carolina over the entire state. And Clemson has shut down the campus to do everything online. Now, I'm curious, how do you attend a hands-on lab online?
The only school, Bob Jones University's done the same. About 20 different colleges have done that already. And, you know, I guess labs will be something that will have to be made up later, but that's what's going on right now.
Don't know what they're doing after they've been hired on a job. All they're going to do is say, no, I'm a Corona graduate. They didn't teach me that.
Yeah. Well, you be careful out there in that zoo of people today. It's Friday the 13th, and even though I'm not superstitious because my birthday shows up on Friday the 13th about every six or seven years. So, you know, it's what it is. I was born on Sunday, so I don't worry about it. Anyway, Steve, be careful out there. I just want to say hello. I hadn't talked to you in a while. And I'll be safe out there on that road today. All the idiots are out there.
Definitely are, big guy. And I'll tell you, well, I just never cease to be amazed, let's put it that way. Listen, you have a good afternoon, and try to behave, or don't get caught anyhow. KN4, BWA, I'm clear after your final.
All right, Steve, be careful out there on the road today. W2T clear.
Hey, Rusty, this is AC4MC.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I haven't talked to you for a while. I just changed my call about a month ago. Used to be KG6MC, now AC4MC.
Well, I recognize the voice. The call sign didn't match up to the voice, but anyway, what'd you go and do that for? The other one seemed like a good one.
Hey, there's a couple contests I like to hit every year. The South Carolina QSO party and the California QSO party. And in the South Carolina QSO party, I was having a real tough time running. with a six call. And in the California QSO party, every time I opened my mouth, somebody thought I was in California, and they kept calling me.
Well, yeah, that doesn't work out well when you're actually sitting in South Carolina. So, anyway, you staying out of trouble, Bob?
But not having much luck. Yeah, I'm just coming back from Chester. Just got on 26 there, Clinton, heading back for the barn.
Well, be careful out there on the road. I think all the idiots are out there today because I'm hearing reports of all kinds of traffic and people out there. Tom in 0TR went over to Costco this morning, and he says they were lined up outside the store around the building to get in, and inside all the registers were open, and they were lined up from the front of the store and back to the store up back up other aisles. So that means there's a lot of folks out there on the road today.
At Christmas time at Costco. Yeah, well, we were in there last week. Well, I guess earlier this week, and they didn't even have the store brand on the toilet paper. All they had was Charmin.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what's going on with all of that. I guess they're figuring it's, you know, you're going to have the runs and then you're going to need a lot of it. Oh, well, it is what it is. Anyway, you be safe on the road out there. I got to go see what my dog wants. I think she wants out right now. I'll catch up to you later. So you said, what's that new call now?
Alpha Charlie 4, Mike Charlie.
Okay, AC4MC. Okay, that sounds like a good one, you know. Yeah, I get a little bit of hassle sometimes with my two call, too, so. Anyway, you have a good one. We'll talk to you later. W2T clear.
Take care. Heading up to Charlotte tomorrow for the Ham Fest, if they don't go crazy and cancel it. But, I remember when you got the W2T, it was a tongue twister, but getting used to it now. 7-3s, take care. AC4MC clear.
KN4VWA, KB4CBA. Are you still there, out there, Steve?
CBA, KN4VWA. I got a call. I'll be right back on there in just a minute there, Dave. CBA, KN4VWA.
Okay, KB4CBA here. So where are you off to? I heard you were going, did I hear you say you were going to Tommy's Ham House?
Hey, I'm going down there. You remember Rick from our Eastside Lunches? I'm going down to meet Rick for lunch. Why don't you just come on and go with us? You just finished tennis, didn't you?
Out of the shower. Well, my wife is bringing me a smoothie.
Okay. All right. Well, be that way then. And she'll appreciate you getting out of the shower.
You know, you're just gonna get dirty again. I don't see the point. But anyway.
No. She will have appreciated you taking a shower after having played tennis. You know, you don't want to be that kid in his bedroom that's gone nose blind from athletic wear.
It's interesting. Her sense of smell has really increased exponentially the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 or 5 years. And we'll just be sitting there watching TV and she'll go, "You smell that?" I'm like, "What?" And, you know, it's like she starts freaking out, you know, and like she smells something, she thinks something's on fire, there's an electrical, you know, problem, or I don't know what she's smelling.
Well, I'm curious, what did you think that I was referring to there, Dave?
Well, I mean, you know, body odor isn't very pleasant, but anyway. So, meeting Rick for lunch at Tommy's. No, I guess there's no candidates going to be there today.
I certainly hope not, especially any Democrats. Now, the aroma thing is what I was referring to. What was it that you were referring to?
We're talking about the same thing here. Yeah, the aroma.
No, you said something about it turning dirty or something or other.
Saying, you know, why take a shower? You're just going to get dirty again. It's like, why wash your car? It's just going to get dirty again.
Oh, okay. Now I understand. Well, that's the remains of my cold. Oh, I'm an unreported corona.
Just don't come around me coughing. Oh, man. I don't know what to make of this. I hear people talking about it on the radio. I was just listening to some guys on, where was it? 80 meters, and they were talking about the coronavirus. And so, seems like everybody's talking about it. Some people, I just read on Facebook that it's just a scam. You know, the people that go out and buy stuff and, you know, ruin the economy by keeping all those ships, you know, from China and things that are shipped from China. Won't let them come into port.
Mean. I tell you what, well, it's just getting stupid, man, I'm telling you. And, well, I don't know what the Greer Fire Department's doing, but they just did a U-turn on Wade Hampton Boulevard with their sirens on, and now they've turned their sirens off. Isn't that something? They turn the sirens on to do a U-turn, and now they've turned all their sirens off. I guess they're going to lunch.
KB4CBA. Well, yeah, well, they, you know, they probably just, you know, wanted to make a safe U-turn. I was in front of a police officer one day on 291, and the right turn on red thing had just started, and we were in the middle lane, and the car beside, he was in the front in that lane, and the car beside him turned right on red, and he took off, and thank goodness there wasn't anybody turning left from the oncoming traffic. And our light was still red. Well, I think he realized what he did, so he flipped his blue lights on real quick. And then he went down to the, and when he got down to, before he even got down to the next traffic light there, which you could see, you know, right after you go over that railroad track bridge, he turned his blue lights back off. So I think he was just, he realized he made a mistake, so he flipped his blue lights on so he wouldn't get, you know, get caught for running a red light.
Mistakes. But I'll tell you something. Here about 4 years ago, this ambulance, I followed them for about 2 miles, or rather they came up behind me, and where they went on about another 2 miles, and then they pulled into the what is that place on Wade Hampton there that has it's a Chinese buffet place in front of the Walmart. They go wheeling in there, turn the lights off, hop out, and go in and start eating lunch. I wish that I'd had my traffic recorder at that time.
I know what you mean. That's not right. I was standing in line at Wendy's one day over in Berea, and they came in, and I told them to get in front of me, because I think I was either next in line or maybe one person in front of me, because I knew they probably wouldn't get to eat their food, and sure enough, as soon as they got their food, they got a call, but, you know, at least they got it. I guess they ate it later.
The job is a hassle, but still, there again, when you run those lights and you run through your intersections, you're putting people at risk.
I understand that, too. There's two sides to that. I don't really think they should use those lights just to go to lunch. I don't think that's in the rule book there. But anyway, I certainly wouldn't want that job. And I used to talk to Ham that drove for EMS for Greenville County. Mark Elliott, I can't think of Mark's call. I've been trying to get him back on the air, but he just has kind of lost interest. But he lives over there in Berea. But I tell you one thing, those things are a booger to work on.
Well, so what is the movie you're waiting on?
A movie?
Yeah, you said your wife was bringing you a movie.
That starts with a S, a smoothie.
Oh, I thought you said movie. Oh, my goodness. Satisfaction of the appetite, I'll tell you. Here, I thought you were going to be entertained for an hour and a half.
Hearing aid. I've got plenty to watch on TV. We don't get cable. We have Apple TV, but of course it runs off the internet, and we get our internet from Charter. And so he came out yesterday and worked on it, and it's still buffering. It's not as bad, but sometimes you'll be watching a movie or a show and it'll buffer. And so my wife said you have to be in the room with the router for it if you want to be on 5G and without it buffering. So I'm just gonna go in there and turn the output up a little bit.
Streaming, all you really need is about 18 to 20 megabytes a second. And if you're who's your Wi-Fi service through? Oh, son, go in there to your computer. Log onto your computer, go to Bing or whatever search engine you use, and type in speed test. And do an up and down speed test. And if your TV is having to buffer that heavy, then you're not getting any speed out of your connection, bud. I'm telling you, that Charter is notorious for that stuff.
This funky looking analyzer hooked up to it. He said it would go up and down, but in fact, about half of what he told me was he might as well have been talking to the wall, because I didn't have a clue what he was saying. But anyway, I don't care. I mean, I don't even want to ask questions. So, as long as it's fixed, I'm happy, but of course it's not. But I've heard that you can go in there and turn the output up, and if that's the problem, I'll do it myself.
if you're using a Spectrum router, Wi-Fi router, then, you know, that you can go into the programming and do it, but there's nothing mechanical on the thing that you can turn it up and down that I know of. But let me tell you something, bud. They are constantly pulling that junk. They advertise 200 megabytes, and you don't get but about 15 or 20. They call it bandwidth loading, and it's because they've got everybody and their brother all on one line, and it all gets loaded down. I can't stand those guys.
So who do you have your internet with?
I don't think it's available to you guys, because I live out in the country, but we've got an outfit called Kinetics, and Kinetics is the new name for Windstream. And, we've had issues once or twice, and they came out and they said, oh yeah, this is what's going on. They showed me what was going on, and if you ever want to check it, go over on your computer and do a speed test. And they were very helpful, and I haven't had buffering issues but twice, and that was after some really severe thunderstorms where they had gotten some equipment knocked out, and they got in there and they got it fixed right quick like. So, you know, it works.
They're telling me that you got something out there in the sticks that I don't have here in Taylor's.
I don't have 200 megabytes per second. I don't have that kind of blinding speed. But I will tell you this. I don't have problems with buffering on my TV because I don't have enough speed to download the program fast enough.
KB4CBA.
WA. Well, so yeah, I'm headed down to get lunch with Rick, and matter of fact, I'm running kind of late. I've got 7 minutes to get from Taylor's to downtown. You think I'll make it?